Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
All right, we just finished Tuesday's radio show. If you're turning us on for the first time, listen to the podcast. This is not part of the show that goes on the air. This is when we finish the show, we just keep recording. And a lot of times I'll get handed news as it's happening that we didn't get to on the show. And sometimes things just come up. But this is not on the show. This is called the post-show pre-show. Everybody cool on that? Everybody good?
Yeah.
I'm in a studio in Los Angeles today because I was at Dancing with the Stars last night. And I am excited to come home. I'll be there with you guys tomorrow in the studio. And then Thanksgiving, Thursday, Friday, I'm thinking about going to a Knicks game on Saturday.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is that random? Like, why?
Or Friday. No, Friday night. Thinking about going to a Knicks game on Friday night because I've never been. I got 4 days home. So I have a friend in New York, so I'm going to go up and go to a Knicks game.
Cool.
I think.
You're going to be on TV? I feel like anytime I see the Knicks play, I see, like, celebrities.
Yeah. No, I'll probably be in like the 82nd row.
Oh, I didn't know who your friend was who you're going with. I was like, maybe it's somebody who has tickets on courtside.
Oh, No. It's not anybody famous.
Spike Lee. Bones is Spike Lee.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like anytime those New York teams or Los Angeles teams, I just see like celebrities in the front row.
Which is why I will not be in the front row.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
And I'm not even 100% sure that that's where I'm going to go, but that is the plan. Mm. But that'd be fun, huh?
Yeah.
I was reading about the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade that they may shut down the balloons because it's going to be too windy.
That'd be crazy.
What when
they haven't? What?
So they just take people by on the floats and no balloons?
I think so.
Oh.
And it hasn't been confirmed yet because it's not Thursday when they do it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that the winds could be over, I think, 23 miles an hour. And with that, they can't let the big balloons float up in the air because they may float off.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a year's worth. Every year they start working on the next year's parade like the next day. Can you imagine working on something for a year and then it doesn't happen?
Is that right? Do they do that?
I think so. Don't quote me on that exact timing.
Well, I wasn't going to.
But no.
I mean, there was no one I was going to use that factoid to, so I wasn't going to quote you.
Okay, but I saw some feature documentary or, you know, Good Morning America special or something on, you know, the guy that does the balloons for the parade, and they do start on it, like, immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so, too. I hope that they can still do it. Let me run through some of this stuff. Imagine hearing a strange voice coming from your baby's room. Well, a Seattle family is pretty freaked out after they say someone hacked into their video baby monitor and spoke to their kid in the middle of the night.
No way.
They were downstairs, and they heard the three-year-old calling from upstairs. The child said that someone was talking, but they weren't sure if it was someone from outside. And then the kid pointed to the video camera. That's when they noticed the camera had moved positions from its usual angle down into the crib, up into the room. The family was like, oh yeah, but what happened was somebody hacked it. It uses Wi-Fi. It's hackable.
Mm, that's crazy.
LifeLock.com, code word bones. That's not a commercial, but that'd be funny, huh? But no, that's a real thing. Reports online, other families get on and go, yeah, same thing happened to us. Listen, anything can be hacked. Anything. They can be listening or watching you at any point.
Yeah. It's just scary when there's stories that remind us of that.
They're probably listening to us right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because we're on the freaking radio.
Oh, right.
With microphones.
This isn't private.
Oh, yeah.
It would be what would be crazy, Eddie, is if they started talking right now.
Oh, right. Yeah, they just jumped into our conversation?
And they're like, heck yeah, we're listening.
That would be weird. Hey, did you see, by the way, this is a couple days ago, the Winnipeg Bombers, the Canadian Football League team, won the championship, so that guy gets to wear pants now.
Oh, the guy that had his
bet
with
his friend. That has worn shorts for 18 years.
That's right.
Amy, remember that story?
Yes.
And tell me something good? No? I don't know why we did it.
Probably Bonehead.
Nah. Maybe.
Because he lost a bet.
I think it was just
post-show. Okay, so just post-show.
Oh, was it post-show?
Yeah.
So this guy goes, he tells his buddy, if they don't win, I won't wear pants. I won't wear pants until they win a championship. They've been back to the CFL final, the Canadian Football League final, twice and lost both times. And then they ended up winning it this year, and he was wearing pants in the post-show interview. I meant to bring that up yesterday. Good for him. A woman attempts to break the hula hoop Guinness World Record with more than 75 hours.
Man, that's insane. I thought about that. I can't even hula hoop for 75 seconds.
You can't?
I don't think, no.
Because the hoop falls?
I don't know. I just can't get it. We have a hula hoop. We hula hoop sometimes. And Beyonce was doing these hula hoop workouts to like stay fit. So, you know, of course I tried it. And it was really, it's harder than you think to keep it up for that long. Like, I can do it. Like, I know my core is strong enough, but just something about that mind-body connection wasn't happening for me.
That's my problem, too, the mind-body connection.
Yeah. 75 hours is a long time.
The pet kitten this woman saved is actually a puma.
Mm.
She took the kitten to the vet. Turns out, not a kitten. It's Puma.
Interesting.
She raised Tito at home and then brought him to a vet 2 months later. Tito was not a normal house cat. And they took it to the vet and they were like, yeah, that's a Puma. Tito is now at a preserve and will not be returned to the wild because it didn't grow up in the wild. Won't be in the wild. So I saw that story. I'll say this too. I know it's Tuesday. I'm not in the studio, so I can't do the Tuesday song with the beat. I mean, I can do it a cappella with a whisper, but I can't even do it with you guys because we'll be off like a tenth of a second.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to try it to show everybody what it would be like if I did it with the beat?
Yeah.
Raymundo, do you have the beat with you? I can try it. Tell me how off I am, okay? You can stop me after a few minutes, okay? After a few seconds.
Minutes.
All right, here we go. Tuesday, HOA Tuesday, housewives going booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Am I off?
Yeah, and you're just slow. I feel like the beat's faster.
Well, it is working. Off. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's my point.
You're hearing it delayed and then your speech is, it's all messed up. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I can do it. I can do it like this. Turn it, Raymundo, turn it down. Tuesday, HOA Tuesday. Housewives going booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. See, it's not off that way.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's perfect.
Do you want me to run the lyrics a cappella?
Yeah.
The best day of the week. You all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday. So happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes. A super bingo at 9. I don't know how you do your Tuesday. This is how I do mine. The sun comes up. There's a smile in my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesdays. This is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning and every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on. It's time to head to the Y. I say Tuesday. HOA Tuesday. Housewives going booze day. I'm just talking about Tuesday. Come on, everybody. Tuesday. Brown cake, you guys are messing me up.
It's almost like we're on, but you can't listen to us because we're off.
I can't because I start talking and you guys come in like a half word later. That's that California studio, Nashville studio.
The struggle's real.
We'll get back to it next week though. I have to go catch an airplane flight. So, what?
Airplane flight. Like which other kind of flight?
I call it an airplane flight.
It's pretty funny.
And you know what I'm going to do when I get on my flight? I'm going to hit the timer.
Yes. Does Amy know you do that?
Probably. Amy, do you know what I do on every flight, right?
Yes. Yeah, he hits the timer.
Oh, you've seen him do this?
Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm.
I guess I just noticed it recently.
Yeah. I guess I hadn't thought about it in a while, but yeah.
And why do you do that, Bones?
Because I like to know exactly where we are.
It's like a child.
He's like a child.
Like Stevenson loves to time everything.
So does my son. That's what I told Bobby. I'm like, you're like my son. It's so annoying.
Well, you haters, let me tell you that I like to time it because I want to know exactly where I am. For example, Eddie and I were flying back from Alabama, and the flight was longer than normal, and there was no Wi-Fi. And I go, oh, we must have had to take an alternate route because we're 8 minutes over right now. And Eddie goes, you are such a loser. Just let us land the plane.
We'll get there when we get there.
I'm very time-oriented, though. It's not, Amy, I'm not just a child. That's rude, by the way. That's rude.
Oh, no, I didn't mean
so
that.
Rude. Yes, did there's you? Not a good
Wait,
way.
Eddie
there's
just
not
said
unless
you...
it's unless it's Disney, there's not a good way to be compared
no,
to a child.
There's a lot of ways I'm like a child.
Okay. Oh, how like was a, but how was that complimentary to me though? Go ahead.
Childs are cute.
Yeah, children are cute. I just said Stevenson when he times things, it's cute, it's precious. It's very childlike.
Yeah.
I just like to know where I am all the time, what time it is. When I cross time zones, I still know what time it is. I like to it's just a thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I'm done.
Do you like to watch the little airplane on the screen, like going across?
I will turn it on and watch it the whole time.
The whole time.
On that screen, Amy, in the back of my chair, I will hit the button and I'll keep it up the whole time and just see exactly where we are all the time over where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And what if we take a big turn and no one else has realized it, but I do, and there's like something happening on the plane that's fishy, and I'm the only one that knows.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do about it?
Go save somebody. Whatever. You guys are such haters. I'm just trying to.
Amy, he also says that he pauses TV shows just to kind of see what time it is.
Oh, I always see how much time's left in the show because I want to know if the arc, what's about to happen in the arc of the show. Meaning, if it's like 3/4 of the way through and we haven't started to get to the conclusion yet, it might be a to be continued. And I freaking hate to be continued. So, yeah, I do that too, haters.
Pretty funny. It's cute.
Amy,
I'm
you
sorry
said the
I
child.
Called you a child.
You did. But you meant it, though, so that's okay.
But I meant it was like a child. It reminded me of a child.
No, what did you
child.
Really mean? Be
I
honest.
Said, I meant it's like a child. You're
in
like
what
a child.
Way? In what
I
way?
Didn't mean it as negatively as you heard it. I literally meant it's like a child. My son does it. Eddie's son does it. You do it.
It's like your kids are both not. Your guys are kids are 11 and 9.
That's our point.
It's like a child.
It's like a child. Like I wasn't saying like you
right.
like emotionally. Then that would be a diss if like you were talking about doing something emotionally and I'm like, it's very. It's like a child. That would be hard.
Okay. It is like a child though. You're right. I'm just a big old kid. Thank you. Here's Tuesday's show. You mother. All right. Thank you, guys. Here's Tuesday's show.
Bones. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well. Well, listen, we'll talk about the Dancing with the Stars finale coming up in just a little bit. I did see a story about Waffle House, and I tell you, when I was in college, every night it was Waffle House. I would go and I would drive basically an hour to work, and I would get there like 2, and then I would work until midnight or 1 a.m., and I would stop every night at Waffle House, and I would eat what was my dinner and study, and then go to class again at, 8 the next morning. But Waffle House was such a big part of my college life. Were you a Waffle Houser at all?
Yeah, I mean, not every night like you, but we would go and I would get the hash browns smothered, covered, and peppered.
Well, it's like there are two kinds of people. IHOP people or Waffle House people.
It's true. Or Denny's.
Waffle House.
Or Denny's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Denny's even.
Denny's.
Denny's even.
Yeah.
I didn't have a Waffle House around.
So what were you?
Denny's. Yeah, that was our like late night study place.
But like in general in life, if you're one of the... Because in life, I'm a Waffle House person. Just over those other two. I've been to all of them, and they're all good. But I'm Waffle House. What team are you?
Waffle House.
Your team? Eddie, Denny's?
Well, I have memories of me at IHOP a lot with the smiley
what
face
What team
pancake,
are you on, Eddie?
So I'm going to have to go IHOP.
Lunchbox?
I would have to go team Denny's because on road trips as kids, we stopped at Denny's. That was the only restaurant we stopped at because there was something for everyone, and no one could complain.
Morgan, too, what are you?
Definitely IHOP. That's really the big one we had. Denny's came in later, so...
Ever Waffle House it?
No, we never had a Waffle House in Kansas.
Have you ever been to one now?
Yes, I just went to my first one at 26 years old.
You know, and I actually took my ex-girlfriend to Waffle House on Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Because you could reserve a table, and we actually like reserved a table, got way dressed up. It was actually a really fun Valentine's night. So, I love Waffle House. I was reading this story, though, about the top jukebox songs of 2019 in Waffle Houses. Because a big part of the Waffle House experience is they've always got a big old jukebox over there. And you can go over and see what's played at number 5. Number 5, you're on the Waffle House jukebox list. A song from Kane Brown called Heaven.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
These are the 2019 top 10 Waffle House jukebox songs they put out. At number 4, Meant to Be by BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line. The number 3 song, Amy, do you know the song Location by Khalid?
Well, I'd have to hear it, maybe.
You'll know when he plays it. Number 3.
Send me your location at some community.
Yep.
You know that one?
Yes.
That's number 3. Number 2 is Boot Up. Do you know Boot Up?
I don't think so.
Okay, here you go.
Boot up, my heart go riding. Boot up,
your kids ever played that one?
I don't think I've heard that, but I think they'd like it.
The number 1 song is... Not a new, super new, but it's been like in the last 5 years. Any guesses?
It's got to be country.
It is country. Go ahead.
Wow. Luke Bryan?
No. It is Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, I can just hear him. More coffee, hon?
Tennessee Whiskey.
How you want those grits?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Hey, Amy, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you were to rank people on the show based on athletic ability now...
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would be at the top?
You would be at the top, then Lunchbox, then Ray, Mundo, then me, then, or Morgan number 2, then me, then Scuba Steve, actually. I don't really know much about him, but probably him.
So you're putting everybody in front of Eddie is what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah, Mike D., then Eddie.
Oh my gosh.
Why?
So rude.
Because that's what's coming up here, this Eddie segment. I would say this, though. I would rank it me-ish. And I'd put Morgan number 2 right up there with me.
And then like, me.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Wait. Eddie, what, Amy?
We have. I know that she can box really well, but what do you mean athletic ability? Like, I feel like I'm pretty athletic.
No, ooh. She's a pure athlete.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. She's an athlete.
Oh.
But Eddie is not, though. So, that being said, we were at dinner, just eating, mm-hmm. and we're talking about football, and Eddie goes, you know, I almost walked on as a kicker in college.
Didn't. No, he didn't.
And I was like, no, you didn't. You're the same guy that told us, Eddie, how many stars were recruit were you?
Three.
And we couldn't find you anywhere on any recruiting database ever?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know if it goes back that far.
So tell me what happened with your kicking career where you almost walked on in college as a kicker.
Yeah, I went to Sam Houston State, and the kicker we had at the time, the team was really good, but the kicker we had at the time wasn't very good. And I kept going to games and being like, I can do that. Like, I could be the field goal kicker, and I guess I can walk on. So my girlfriend, my wife now, but she was my girlfriend at the time, we would go to the field, and she would hold the ball for me while I kicked. And, dude, 30-yarders, 35-yarders, those were chip shots. Those were pretty easy. But I was really inconsistent with a 40-plus.
But you can – he's talking about how good he can nail a 30-yard field goal. So yeah. What we're going to do is tomorrow on the show, we have been granted permission by the Tennessee Titans to kick –
that's crazy.
To kick a field goal. So he's going to kick a 30-yard field goal. Now, Eddie, you get two shots.
Just two?
Well, we're just going to get one.
What about three?
No. You get two shots. Okay? So you can kick it as many times as you want, not at the field goal to warm up.
Oh, okay. Not at the field goal. Can't use that target.
Right. But when it's field goal time, you get two shots tomorrow morning to kick a 30-yard from... Yeah, 30-yard field goal.
Let me ask you this. I've never played on an NFL standard field. Is it different than college or high school?
It's all the same.
You sure?
What do you want?
Well, I just don't. I'm telling you, I was a walk on at college. Like, I tried to be
walk on. You weren't a walk on. No.
Almost walked
nothing.
On.
Right.
So,
right.
You think 30 yards was different in college than it is in the NFL?
I don't know if it's higher or what.
See, but as an athlete, shouldn't you know this?
Eddie just kicked a field goal. Tomorrow, you get two shots. We'll do it at the same time right now.
Yeah, okay.
But if he doesn't do it, what should he have to do? I just suggest that if you don't, you have to go out the next morning or another morning next week and just hold up a big sign that says, I'm not an athlete.
That's so rude.
And just hold a poster board sign and stand on the corner for an hour and just, I'm not an athlete.
That's pretty funny, though.
And that's it. Mike, did you have anything? Did you make a list?
I just thought maybe he could dye his eyebrows.
What?
Oh, you're going
what
like
color?
Straight. Like... body manipulation. Mike's like, I thought we could pierce his scrotum.
Whoa.
That was on the list, too.
Lunchbox, any ideas?
Man, you're just throwing this on me. I had no idea. I would say shave your head, but you're already bald, so it doesn't matter. I'd say just shave the eyebrows.
Another shot. Man.
Amy, anything here?
I mean, I'm down with just holding a sign up somewhere. That's funny.
I think the sign's funny.
Yeah.
But okay. If I make it, what do I get?
You get to come on and prove us all wrong.
Yeah, you get the in your
nailed it. I can't do Bobby's money.
Oh, you want to
what's
win
in
money?
Bobby's wallet?
Yeah, and Bobby, do that. Just empty your wallet tonight. I mean,
if you make a 30-yard field goal,
yeah.
I will
have your house.
No, because holding a sign, it's got to be worth more than that. If it's like you're going to get something awesome for me, it's got to be more of a loss for you to put the pressure on.
Okay. I mean, I think there should be a prize. You can take your time,
okay.
Think about it.
If you make a 30-yard field goal, I'll buy all four of your kids a pair of shoes.
Ooh,
oh, wow, that's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, Bobby shoes.
Yeah.
If you miss the 30-yard field goal, you have to hold up the sign.
Mm-hmm. No, that was it, right?
For an hour. No, we're going to make it a little more hardcore. Hold up the sign for an hour and lose one eyebrow.
No, you can't lose one eyebrow. Oh. That takes forever to grow back.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Adley, you shouldn't worry about it. You've got this.
No, that's harsh. You can't do the one eyebrow.
How about three lines in your eyebrow?
Like Mike Tyson?
Like zzz, zzz, zzz.
Oh, that's cool. Like railroad tracks.
All right, I can do that.
Okay, so you're going to hold the sign for an hour and take three shits in your eyebrow.
I'm down with that, yeah.
Or deal. I can write the word loser on the side of your head, like with a shape, like clippers.
No.
Yeah, the eyebrow thing could be actually in style.
Yeah. You'd be like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. Tomorrow we're doing it.
All right, cool.
Okay. you have a baby. Those shoes won't be expensive. You're not going to make it. It doesn't matter. You're not going to make it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, traffic officials are saying more than 55 million travelers are going to take a trip at least 50 miles this week for Thanksgiving. So plan ahead. Also pack a bottle of water and a first aid kit. In airport news, the TSA is testing new security technology to speed up the TSA process. These new innovative checkpoints are going to have digital dog noses. And finally, last night, Dancing with the Stars, congrats to the Mirrorball champion, Hannah Brown. Coming in fourth place, Lauren Elena.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, let's go around the room and see what's happening with everybody. In a little segment we call What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, I'm looking at you first. What you got?
So I had an appointment to look at a house on Bobby Street for us to move to because I recently learned that the schools in his area are okay. Like the elementary and junior high there are apparently great. So I was like, what? News to me. A house on your street, Bobby, was on the market and we had an appointment and we're like driving there and our realtor gets a phone call saying it's canceled because literally in that time frame, someone put a contract offer on it. And I guess once that happens, people are tired of showing their house. They're like, we have a contract. We don't want any more people to come over. So we almost were neighbors.
And that person is Lunchbox.
Was it?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, it wasn't me.
I literally thought maybe you knew something. I did it because you knew your street. Okay.
I wish you would have moved near me. That'd have been awesome.
Well, it still could be a possibility. I haven't really explored much in that area. But this one, I love this one because it was like so quaint. It reminds me of my house I'm currently in now, which is quaint and comfortable. And I love it. And I can't seem to find what we have anywhere else. And
where are we on this? Lunchbox, where are you on your house hunt?
We're still looking. We haven't made any decisions. We figure with the holidays that people aren't really looking to sell right now. People are busy with family, so we've taken the week off just kind of like, okay, let's concentrate on Thanksgiving, and we'll pick it back up after the holiday.
We're in the mode of like we're still desperately trying to figure it out because our kids need to start school January 6th.
And what about the first house that you guys are battling over? Is that still on the table for both of you guys?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There we have it.
I told your husband.
He did all not. Right. He has still not brought that up, so I don't know.
Yeah.
What's the haps? Hey.
What's the haps?
What's haps with you?
Let me ask you. I'm having a little issue here because I have this shirt. I'm actually wearing it right now. It's a cutoff shirt, and it's like an old throwback shirt to Cypress Hill, who they were like a 90s hip-hop group. Am you familiar with Cypress Hill?
Yes.
Do you know anything they sing?
I can if you sing it to me.
Eddie, hit her with it.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, I like the shirt. It's super old and retro. Reminds me when I was a kid. But it has like a tiny marijuana leaf on it, and I feel like such a bad boy. And I tried to mark it out with a Sharpie because I'm just so anti anything. I don't smoke. I don't smoke. I don't drink. But I just feel like, one, I'm a poser. And then, two, I don't want to wear a shirt with a...
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't want to wear a shirt with a marijuana leaf on it.
Maybe you just write medicinal above it. So that at least it's like in some states, it's totally legal.
What do you think about that, Amy? Because I like the shirt. I have it on now.
No, what I do get you it. Think? I mean, I get it. And I think marijuana, weed, ganja, or whatever, it made me super uncomfortable until my mom... I had to smoke it when she had cancer, and now I'm just like, whatever.
I am too.
I'm giving my opinion. I feel that way about the weed, but I too would feel uncomfortable wearing a weed leaf on a shirt. So I think it's normal.
Okay, and just another point to this,
yeah.
Because I think that I don't think you want to do whatever you want to do. Great, I would be for the legalization of it. Right.
Right.
That being said, someone gave me a Jim Beam sweatshirt at Eddie and I's show, and I couldn't wear that either because I don't drink whiskey.
Yeah,
so it's the same thing.
I'd wear a Jim Beam, but I probably wouldn't wear a marijuana leaf.
But you would drink whiskey though.
No,
but you will.
I guess I would. Yeah,
I never have tasted whiskey.
True. So you just feel like, I don't know. Yeah, you need shirts with like ice cream on it and stuff.
Yeah, I need like hugs,
and sweet potatoes,
butterflies.
What?
Amy, you have a picture of my shirt because I'm in California right now. Look at your phone. What do you think about this shirt? Maybe it hasn't come through yet. But yeah, let me know.
Okay, I'll keep you posted.
I like it. All right. Hey, what's the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
Lunchbox.
Congrats to my next door neighbor. They are officially the first one on my street that has Christmas lights a-going. I mean, they are up all over the outside of the house and they light them up every night. They started a couple nights ago, and it has a little inflatable, and I'm like, great. Congratulations. You're the superstar of the neighborhood. You get the Christmas lights first.
Oh, you're anti that?
I just do not think anything Christmas should be put up until after Thanksgiving.
Rare.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not putting anything up, but I have no problem with people. Whatever makes you happy.
Bobby, your tree is up.
Yeah, I put it up for you guys, for the Christmas party.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't have, but I'm going to have no problem. Amy, I said I was for it.
Oh, I know. Oh, I thought you said I'm not putting anything up.
No. I said I'm not against anybody doing anything that makes them happy.
Gotcha.
Dang, somebody's going to, like... Somebody's snapping turtle today.
Oh, no, sorry. Wow. That's my fault. I admit
Maybe you need to wear a weed leaf shirt and chill out a little bit.
Chill out. Misheard you.
Hey. All right, Eddie.
What's the hat?
I'm just really excited right now because my parents are on their way to come for Thanksgiving. I haven't spent Thanksgiving with my parents since we moved to Nashville, what, 6-7 years ago? I don't know. I'm just really pumped. They texted me this morning and said they're on their way, early start, so I'm excited.
What are you laughing at?
I just got your weed shirt.
It's not, I mean, it has a tiny leaf on it. But it, you see,
but also, the way you're holding this picture, did you realize that this looks like you're flicking me off? You're so,
no,
such a,
I didn't.
Look at
I
it.
I didn't. I do now. But you're also, what? I tried to mark it out with Sharpie. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how much of a bad boy I'm not. I took a Sharpie and wrote all over the shirt.
Yeah. Okay. I can't even, because you Sharpied it, I really can't even tell that it's a marijuana leaf. So you're okay. Good.
What about shooting the bird?
Yeah.
What?
Check. Bobby Bones Show.
On the phone right now is Michelle in Ohio. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you? You pretty good?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. Would you like to play?
Morning, studio.
Morning. Would you like to play the 60-second showdown?
Yes.
Okay, you have two categories remaining you can choose from. Will you choose Disney movies or will you choose U.S. presidents?
Maybe. Okay. Disney movies.
You don't feel like you're that confident, though.
I really wanted
to
Bobby Bones.
I know.
It's okay.
That was the last one we did, and she didn't win. But we'll come back around to that next time we do it. But okay, you have Disney movies, so you'll get 10 questions. If you answer all 10 of them correct in 60 seconds, you win $100 of my own money. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Timer starts at the end of the first question. Question number one, what's the name of the pixie in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Correct. In what Disney movie does the princess leave behind a glass slipper?
Cinderella.
Correct. A Whole New World is a song from what Disney movie?
Aladdin.
Correct. What's the name of... Yeah, you're right. No. What's the name of the bully next door in Toy Story?
Bully next door in Toy Story.
You can pass.
Pass.
What's the name of the Disney movie about Rapunzel?
Rapunzel. Pass.
What's the name of the main kid in Coco? Incorrect. Pluto is what kind of animal?
Dog.
Correct. All right. We struggled a bit.
Yeah. That was hard.
We did struggle.
We struggled a bit. What's the name of the bully in Toy Story?
I don't know his name.
Is it Harold?
Sid. There you go. Sid. What's the name of the Disney movie about Rapunzel? Tangled.
Oh.
Tangled.
Oh,
my daughter is going to hate me for that.
The name of the main kid in Coco is... Eddie, you say reminds
I
you of you.
I don't remember his name, though.
Miguel.
Eddie, you love this movie.
Yeah, it reminds me of me.
Stop it. Mowgli is the main character in what Disney movie? Guys, Mowgli, even I know this one.
What is it?
The Jungle Book.
Oh.
Oh, well, yeah, the Jungle Book. Oh.
In which Disney movie would you find the character Sebastian? Do you know that one, Michelle?
Little Mermaid.
Yeah, there you go. A Bambi... Wait, in Bambi, what kind of animal is flower?
Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm. Amy, know that one?
I do not remember that.
Skunk. Flower was a skunk. Get it? Mm. Smells.
Yeah, it smells.
Bad.
That's cute. Flower.
Yeah. So, okay, Michelle, you didn't win, but how do you feel about that?
I'm disappointed in myself, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It was fun.
What do you do for a living?
I run a home decor store for like wholesale and retail business.
Nice. Do you have any wind chimes? I always wanted to get a good wind chime for my backyard.
We do not.
Oh, like, come on. I just wanted to get a good wind chime. I always like it when I go over people's houses and they have good wind chimes. Yeah, wind like chimes classy cool. wind chimes. I like a good wind chime. All right, Michelle, thank you for playing. Appreciate you. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you.
All right, there she is. Clap your hands for her. She gave it a good run. It's Michelle, everybody.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
Lady Antebellum shared an Old Town Road parody just in time for Thanksgiving, and it's called Turkey Mode.
I'm gonna slap this thing into turkey mode. I'm gonna eat till I can't no more. Time to slap this thing into turkey mode. I'm gonna eat till I can't no more. Minivan is packed. Kids all in the back, driving down to Georgia. Man, I thought I told you, mama's bringing green beans.
That's pretty funny, huh?
Yes.
Pretty good.
Yeah, good. Charles Kelly's pretty funny, too. What else you got, Morgan, number two?
Kane Brown and his wife Caitlin just had their baby girl, and Kane is already thinking about baby number two. He says they thought they were going to have a boy originally, so now he feels like they have to have a boy to protect their daughter.
All right, what else?
And Brothers Osborne will be performing the national anthem in Detroit on Thanksgiving Day, but that won't stop them from celebrating.
Yeah, they're providing a full-on Thanksgiving dinner for us, our band, and our crew, and our families, so they're treating us right.
Yeah, it was part of the decision was not only us leaving for Thanksgiving, but having to bring all of our crew up there, our band, and them missing their own Thanksgivings with their families. So we tried to, as much as possible, bring some normalcy to a very untypical Thanksgiving.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
First of all, shout out to all the teachers out there, because the teachers in East Lansing, Michigan, they got a huge surprise this week when they did an audit of their little budget. They found they had an extra $600,000. So they said, everyone gets a $1,000 bonus.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's
cool. First of all, they found they had extra money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $600,000. How do you mess up that bad? First of all, need a new accountant.
Yeah, probably time to get a new accountant somewhere. But then they gave the money to the teachers, huh?
Yeah, they said, you know what? We need to reward our teachers. So $1,000 for you, for you, for you, for everybody.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Toronto, Canada. A woman was in a taxi cab and she was in a hurry to get to the train. She was going on vacation, but she was running late. Worried she wasn't going to make it, she called 911. Hey, I'm going to need a police escort to the train.
Hey, well, hold on. At least it wasn't a bomb threat, right?
She needs an escort.
I know, but at least it wasn't a bomb threat. Yeah, so she asked for an escort.
Yeah, she said, I'm in a cab. This is where we're located. I need to get to the train. And they said, yeah, we don't do that. And then they came and gave her a ticket for misuse of 911.
They found her in the cab, though, huh?
Yeah, because she gave the location.
And they couldn't, like, just go ahead and, like, run her to the train.
They while they were there.
Yeah, well, we were already here. We'll give you a ticket. We'll take you anyway. Yeah, you just can't call 911 for dopey things, I guess, huh?
Nope. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on,
Bobby.
I just read this story. It made me smile so hard. It shouldn't. I shouldn't. I read this story about this bride, and the wedding's about to start, but her parents aren't there yet. Amy, have you heard this story?
No.
The bride started the wedding right on time.
Oh, okay.
And her parents weren't there yet. And by the time they got there, they missed the whole ceremony.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Like, were they super late or... just like a
bride who desperately wanted to start her wedding right on time has sparked some major family drama. The bride shared on Reddit that her parents arrived at the wedding 15 minutes late. And while that doesn't seem to be a big deal, apparently it was.
Wow.
Who does that remind you of?
You.
Yeah.
I feel like you would do that to us if we were late to your wedding. You'd be like, let's say we were like a big part of your wedding, like parents are, you would just start without us.
The bride felt it was necessary to start the wedding right on time, and because of that, her parents wound up missing the entire ceremony.
And then we'd probably get sent home from the reception.
I haven't sent anybody home in a long time.
We haven't been late.
Because nobody's been late.
That's my point.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had to. Oh, okay. Everybody's been great.
Yeah.
But again, it's not even about coming in late to me. I can do the show if I have to by myself. Don't want to. Not as good when I do, but I can. But it's if you come in late, you're disrespecting the entire rest of the staff who got here on time. That's what it's all about. And you know what? The culture has changed here on the show. Nobody's ever late. And now I tell you this much. If you are, I go, oh, there must be a real issue. Like something must be wrong. Isn't that great?
So great.
It's awesome.
Oh, come on, you haters.
No, it is. It's great.
Apparently, the parents got into a fender bender on the way to the wedding.
Oh my gosh. That's valid. Like, and
they didn't have a cell phone. And so now everybody's mad at each other.
Well, so this last weekend, we were 5 minutes late to my niece's wedding, and we didn't think it would be a big deal. We would just sneak in and sit in the back. Well, my sister calls me, my dad's oldest daughter, and she's like, where are y'all? And I was like, well, we're running a little behind. And she was like, well, dad needs to be walked down the aisle, and I have you and Christy escorting him, so we're going to wait. They waited. So my niece's wedding started late because we were late, but everything was fine.
Yeah, I would have just inserted. Oh, let me tell you guys a quick story about Amy, if you don't mind.
What?
So, well, you know it.
Well, but I don't know what story. I have lots of stories.
Amy tells me. Amy hits me and goes, hey. Somebody thought I was Maren Morris at the wedding.
They did. Oh, speaking of, this is exactly what happened. So we were late. Then everyone's waiting. So everybody is seated, which obviously they are when you start walking down the aisle or whatever. But everyone's seated there waiting for a while. And then they start sending everyone, all the parents and the grandparents. And my sister and I are my dad's escort. Well, somebody was at the wedding that didn't know anybody or who was coming, didn't know me from the show or anything. But she just saw somebody walking down the aisle from far, and I guess she's like, oh my gosh, Maren Morris is here. Oh my goodness. And she said that she thought that, and then she like started Googling on her phone, like Maren Morris, to pull up images to look. And then as she got closer and everything started making sense, she's like, oh, that's not Maren Morris.
And as the person got older.
But yeah, and then as she realized I'm way older than Maren Morris. And
Not way.
She came
Is that up- a humble brag though, guys?
A little bit.
I'm not making this stuff up. It's not like I'm bragging. I'm just telling you, I got accused
of a humble brag too. And this is the story. I'm in the lobby. No one ever recognizes me in California.
This is a humble brag.
Mine is, but yours isn't.
I don't know it.
Yeah.
Okay, no one ever recognizes me in California, ever.
Ever.
And so I'm in the hotel lobby, and someone comes up and goes, hey, do you know who you look like? Because I was beat up. I've been flying all night. We had a show. I was tired. And I was like, who? And she goes, you kind of look like a rock and roll version of Bobby Bones. And I was like, oh, thanks. And they kind of walked off. And that was it. And I wrote that. And people were like, look at the humble brag. I don't know how that's humble bragging.
Because you got recognized as Bobby Bones.
Who cares?
I get that you didn't. But it's kind of like nobody thought I was Amy from the Bobby Bones show. They thought I was Maren Morris.
Someone else. Really famous.
They don't even know. They didn't listen. They didn't know who I am. But I know that. That's funny. I think it's hilarious that someone in LA thought you were a rock and roll Bobby Bones.
Not even me. They were like, oh, people should tell you.
Did you tell them like, oh, hey, I am Bobby Bones? Or you're just
no,
like,
no, because I'm a rock star. I just live my life.
Okay.
No, I was tired and I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to be like, well, not to correct you, but I really am. Would you like to get a picture? I'm not that guy.
Yeah, I know.
So, but I thought that was funny. Well, good for you. That's the second time. I was with Amy at the CMAs when someone thought she was Maren Morris.
Wow.
See, I had a witness. Y'all think I make this stuff up?
And I rolled my eyes at them too. They were like, oh, I thought you were Maren Morris. And I was like, oh my God.
I know.
Anyway, this bride started her wedding without her parents. Mm-hmm. Amy, go ahead. Your thoughts?
I mean, I wouldn't do it. And now I bet when she heard they got in a wreck, she probably feels really bad. Like if they were late just for, you know, wanting to get ready longer or taking their sweet little time. But gosh, they got in an accident. Like, that's a bummer.
Minor fender bender.
I would not be able to start my wedding without my parents. Sorry.
I will say that probably 15 minutes isn't enough time. And then anything more than that, you probably should worry about their safety.
Yeah.
Like, in general, like, where are they? But I get it. I mean, I get it. She wanted to start a wedding on time. Everybody be there. And when she gets married next time, because for sure with this kind of attitude, she's going to get divorced from this first one, that she'll probably give her parents a little more leniency next time. Mm-hmm. She'll learn a lesson through this one. Bobby Bones Show. A guy in Rochester, New York, broke into the home of an 82-year-old woman who he probably thought was just an older lady he could take advantage of. Only problem was, she's an 82-year-old female bodybuilder. She picked up a table and smashed it on him. Then she poured shampoo in his eyes. And when cops got there, she was dragging him onto the porch.
No way.
Wow.
Here, listen to this right here.
He picked the wrong house to break into. I took that table and I went to working on him. The table broke and it had metal legs and I'm jugging him. And when he's down, I'm jumping on him. There's a bottle of baby shampoo on the table in his face, all of it.
Well, that's amazing.
This guy's going to go back home and they're never going to let him live it down. He's going to get made fun of so hard for this. By the way, good for her. Secondly, he probably thought, here's an older lady, I'm going to really take advantage of this situation. And then went, uh-oh. And now he's got to go home and face his buddies after jail?
Mm-hmm.
That sucks for him in a lot of ways. But I thought that was hilarious.
Love it.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dustin Lynch.
There he is. Back again, Dustin Lynch.
Hey, hey.
Hey, you know what's interesting? I always like people who come in and kind of remember, you know, where they're from. And that you're naming your next record, which I saw, Tullahoma.
Yeah.
So tell me about your hometown of Tullahoma. Like, what's even there?
We're the big city around, man.
Oh, when people go to town, they go to Tullahoma?
Like, yeah, we're date night. So we got Applebee's, Red Lobster. We got a Buffalo Wild Wings and a Chick-fil-A now. So we're big timing.
What was
it? We were the preps growing up. Like, all the surrounding schools hated us because we were the preppy kids because we had the, you know, the
date. Did you have the restaurants?
I guess so.
So,
and a theater.
When you were growing up at Tullahoma, did you go to like Tullahoma High? Like what was
Yeah, Tullahoma High School.
Was that a big school?
So we had, you have East Middle School and West Middle School, two totally different walks of life, of course, right? In a town of 10,000. And then everybody goes to Tullahoma High once, yeah.
What kind of kid were you? Were you a preppy kid?
I would say probably so. I was a golfer, so that kind of makes you preppy. But I was also in a pop rock band. So I was dressing like that too. I don't know.
Did you guys have a funny band name?
Yeah. So that's tough. Like going back to naming a record or naming a band is tough because you're stuck with it. And we went for a couple weeks. Me and the guys couldn't figure out what to call ourselves. And one afternoon, our drummer goes, "I got it." He goes, "I was cheating on a quiz today, and somebody needed the answer to question 15, and the answer was rain. I think it was the Great Gatsby quiz or something over the book." And so he hollered, "15 Rain," like across the room or whatever. And our name was 15 Rain. And it was like, yeah, it's Matchbox 20, 15 Rain. Let's go with it, you know?
And how long was your band called 15 Rain?
We all went to separate colleges, so we kind of broke up after. We came back and did a charity event freshman year of college, and then that was that.
Is there any big plans for 15 Rain? The reunification tour?
100%. So they all came out to the Very Hot Summer Tour and saw it together, which was really cool to have them in the crowd.
That's fun,
yeah. Yeah, and of course, they're wanting to get back and play, you know, and I do too. It's just figuring out when, but we will definitely do a reunion show somewhere.
Dustin Lynch is here. When you play your shows, what song gets the loudest pop right now?
Good Girl has been going crazy, but I think that's probably because we've been out with Thomas Rhett. There's a lot of young females in that crowd, you know? But it lights the room up.
What's your first song on the set list right now?
We've been coming out to Seeing Red.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is...
Do you have a big dramatic opening where it's like...
There is. And I didn't realize until watching videos online, it looks good. Like, I thought I was just walking out on stage, and the entrance to a show is always awkward because you either shoot out of a toaster or you just walk on stage.
Or you're just like, hey, everybody.
Or you can zip line in if you're really awesome. But that's about, yeah, exactly. I always thought, until I started looking online, I just thought I walked out on stage, but the way the lights work, nobody can see me until a certain part of the verse, so it's kind of cool.
Dustin Lynch is here. The new record comes out January 17th. It's close.
It is.
Have you done the track unveiling yet?
No, but...
You said how many tracks are on the record?
Yeah, there are... Oh my gosh, do I even know this now? Because we've been pulling and placing, I think there's 11 now.
So you don't know, it's fluid.
We absorbed the Ride and Roads EP, so there's, I guess, would be 7 new songs. Yeah.
Speaking of Ride and Roads, we're going to play that coming up in just 1 second. Dustin Lynch is here. You're going out on the road January 30th, that's where it starts, the Stay Country Tour.
That's it. I'm taking Travis Denning out with me. It's so hard figuring out who's available for a tour, and the list is so long of people that I wanted to take with me. And then I go, okay, well, who's the craziest out of this bunch? And it's definitely Travis Denning. He's going to get them rocking.
Travis, we had a Christmas party at my house, And I called Travis, like, dude, I'll pay you. And he came and played for like 20 of us.
Yeah, that was awesome.
What did he, just him and his guitar?
Yeah, yeah. He came. And
what did he play?
And he was like, no problem. So he came and he showed up and he played. Funny. He obviously played his songs, but he did Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
We did a female medley.
He did a female medley.
Like Shania.
He played some song called Abby.
Awesome.
It's like called Anybody But You.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I want to go out with Abby, which is Anybody But You. It was fun. He's a real funny guy.
Yeah, he totally is.
So I encourage That's you awesome. To go check out Dustin Lynch when he's out. Let me ask you this, because on your Instagram, I'm only asking because it was on your Instagram.
Come on.
That's when it's public info. What's up with the girl?
I know where this is headed.
Well, yeah, you put it on Instagram. I knew, but I don't say stuff.
If I'm know. You've kept it a secret for a while.
If I'm told not to say something, yeah, I lock it down. But you did have your girl on Instagram with you.
I did, yeah.
And at the CMAs.
At the CMAs.
Where are we right now?
She was at, where are we?
Not me and you.
We're still together.
Where? Okay, yeah, you and, go ahead.
A couple weeks later, thank goodness. Yeah, we're still having fun and actually got to go out to her place. She lives out in California now and kind of relax after a big long CMA week with her. So,
how's long distance relationship working for you?
Man, it's good. I think we're just so blessed to be able to have the means to get to see each other often. You know, and it's been effortless. You know, her coming out to tour shows and me being just around for whatever reason, California this past year a lot. It's been easy to hang out a lot. You know, we don't go really any longer than 2 weeks ever. I think that's definitely a max, but usually it's a week or 10 days or something. You know, is our longest.
What's it like having a really cool job where a girl can just come watch you and like you'd be awesome at it? And then she's like,
she doesn't give a crap.
I love you. No?
No.
All right.
That's what I dig about her. Like, she has fun. The band loves her. She kind of gets the party going whenever she comes out. So
that's why I need Amy. Somebody gets a party going when I go out.
Oh, okay.
Because ain't no party going when I go out.
Let me work on that.
Well, listen, Dustin Lynch is here. The record, January 17th. It's called Tullahoma. We get to learn about Tullahoma. The headlining tour starts with Travis Denning on January 30th. And so many of the places our show is, from, you know, Norman, Oklahoma, San Antonio, Madison, Wisconsin, Boston, Bakersfield. It's basically everywhere we are. They're
the Bobby Bones Show
going,
tour. I should have named it that.
You should have called it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dustin Lynch, and let me ask you this, because you're here and I can be as awkward on the radio as I need to be.
Come on.
Will you come back and play during the St. Jude Radiothon in a couple weeks?
I would love to.
He's going to do it. We got
it.
Yes.
Honor, yeah.
We got it. Yes. I knew you'd say yes, but I wanted to ask.
I thought you were going to ask me something really awkward. Like, does your girlfriend have a friend? For me.
Well, that wouldn't be that awkward, but I thought it was going to be way more awkward.
Well, I don't like to ask, you know, anybody that I know.
I get why you think that would be awkward, but I'd be honored to, yes.
Thank you very much. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Oxford Dictionary just announced its word of the year for 2019. Any guesses?
One word. Let's go around the room. Word of the year, lunchbox.
Old Town Road.
Okay.
What's up, phrase?
Eddie?
Well, I will say, it doesn't have to be just one word.
Thank
Their
you.
Word of the year can be...
But Old Town Road's not really something to define.
Well, yes.
That's like...
That's true.
Okay, Eddie?
I'm going to go with lit.
Okay, also, 1995.
Different meaning of lit.
No, lit's new. Lit's what kids say now.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought they'd say fire.
They did both, but they did. Lit's definitely a young thing.
Yeah, I still use the lit emoji.
Morgan, number two?
I was going with fire. That's my guess.
I'm going to go with quid pro quo.
Never. What is that?
I feel like I've heard you either say it before or somebody else in my life say it.
It's all over the news.
Yeah, why have we heard that? Because I know that I've been hearing it.
Because Donald Trump, it's like it's the entire reason he's going through all of the investigation right now and all the impeachment.
I know, but can
you guys should watch the news. It's really the basis of the entire impeachment.
I know, but can we just define quid pro quo?
Amy, you go do this for me. I'll do this for you. That's quid pro quo.
Okay, like, thank you. Now I get it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You do me a favor, I'll do you a favor.
You scratch my back, I'll scratch
yours. Highly illegal in the circumstance that it happened.
Well.
Or like shouldn't. Anyway, what is it? It's got to be something political or something super young and trendy, right?
It's more political. Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Well, I don't know. It's more just... environmental.
Just tell us. Just say the word.
Climate emergency, which they define as, quote, a situation in which urgent action is required to reduce or halt climate change and avoid potentially irreversible environmental damage resulting from it. That's
We're going through that right now. I think that's why that's a new term.
The word of the year. These are the runner-ups: climate crisis, climate action, extinction, and eco anxiety.
Wow, that's right. We're going down, and old environment's not doing real good. I've really kind of shifted my footprint about 30%, I feel like. It's something I'm trying to get a lot better at. I'm still struggling with water bottles. I try to use one for about 3 or 4 uses. The goal will be to use no water bottles, but just as honest as I can, I'm using one right now, but I will try to use it a couple times. So it's crazy. Single-use plastic water bottles, we just shouldn't use them. Or we should use them as much as possible. Plastic straws, love them.
I know.
Try not to use them.
As soon as I'm out of my most recent order that I have of those, I'm done and I'm going to start using my hay straws.
Let's just be an adult and pour the liquid in our mouth.
Right.
Yeah. You know? Okay, what else, Amy?
Straws are good. Okay, so if you're traveling over Thanksgiving and you're like, man, I really wish I could take my favorite dish with me on the airplane because I just want to arrive where I'm going with my meal already made. According to TSA, you're allowed to carry on a turkey, stuffing, pies.
Wait, they have all of this down what you can take specifically?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so turkey, stuffing, pies, and casseroles, because they are all considered solid foods. But
isn't anything considered a casserole? You could just say this is a casserole.
Well, like, not if you put mashed potatoes in a casserole dish. It doesn't work. Because
potato casserole.
Well, they say gravy, cranberry sauce, and mashed potatoes are quote-unquote liquids, and they have to go in your checked luggage. So you can put it underneath, but if you want to carry something on top with you, it's got to be a turkey or pie. Mm.
Right.
But I would think pumpkin pie is like mashed potatoes. It's mashed.
Thanks, Seinfeld. Pumpkin. What's the deal with pumpkin pie? Is it a pumpkin or is it a pie?
I'm still bitter about the time that I made oatmeal and the guy wouldn't let me bring it through because it was mushy. And he's like, that's liquid. And I was like, no, this is oatmeal with chia seeds. And
you're like, when did you become Bill Nye? Let me through.
Yeah, no. He made me throw it away. And I was so, man, I think that's the one time I really got attitude. I think I was tired. We were traveling early. I think I was with you, Bobby. And I was like, keep it together.
Well, here's the thing. It's not the one time you've gotten attitude, but maybe the one time you remember. All right, what else?
Okay, so when Grey's Anatomy returns in January, it's moving from 8 p.m. back to 9 p.m. where it used to be because, you know, apparently it's going to be a little more risque, so they need to bump it an hour.
So is that Central time or what? Or Eastern time?
I think Central because right now it's on 8 Central, so it bumped to 9. So I don't know how that's going to look like in the other time zones, but it's they had to move it because of content.
What are they?
And I was like, gosh, I feel like Grey's Anatomy was already kind of like adult.
Is it more, less gray, more anatomy?
Ooh.
What's the deal with Grey's Anatomy? Why can't the anatomy be green?
Her name is Grey, Meredith Grey.
I know, Amy. Oh, okay. I know.
All right, I'm Amy. That's your pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
So this is crazy. 6 years ago, Prance the dog went missing. This family's like, well, I guess we're never going to see our dog again, especially after 6 years go by. Well, 2,000 miles away in California, somebody picked up a stray dog, took her to like a little shelter. They scanned her microchip, Prance. It's Prance the dog.
How do they think the dog got 2,000 miles away?
I don't know. Like, I must have gotten on a car or somebody picked it up and took it somewhere and then maybe dropped it up.
Probably a hobo on a train with a stick in a bag.
Something like that. But I'm like picturing this dog like out trying to survive 6 years, just still alive, trying to get food where he can, maybe make some friends along the way. Mm. But the family was in Illinois, again, the dog in California, and they were like, shoot, how are we going to get our dog here? We really want her back. Well, a semi-truck driver heard about Prance's story on social media and put the dog on his truck. Took him cross country because he had to load to deliver to Illinois. So took the dog.
That's a good one. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, over to Amy with that joke. One of the last Thanksgiving jokes of the entire year. Morning, corny time.
The morning corny.
What did the turkey tell the hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
What did the turkey tell the hunter on Thanksgiving Day?
Quack, quack.
That's pretty funny.
Get it?
I had to think about it for a second, but that's pretty funny. I'd give that to you. What did the turkey?
Yeah, right. The turkey was like.
That was the morning corny.
I'm a duck.
All right, quack, quack, sucker.
Don't shoot.
The Bobby Bones Show. Send us your questions. We'll read them. It's time to open up the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Good morning, studio. My name is Jen. I've had a really tough year. My marriage is falling apart. My husband and I have decided to get a divorce as soon as possible, but I haven't told my family yet. I was thinking of doing it on Thanksgiving this week since my entire family will be there and I don't have to tell them all separately. You know, just get it all done. Just rip the band-aid off really fast. Well, but on the other side, I don't want bad news to ruin everyone else's Thanksgiving. What would you do? Is Thanksgiving a bad time to tell my family I'm getting divorced? Signed, Jen. Well, my feeling is that if you're getting divorced, they probably all kind of know it's coming anyway, right?
Yeah, you would think so.
Does the divorce sneak attack ever happen where everybody thinks it's, everything's going super happy and you're like, you think we're great, but we're getting a divorce?
Yeah, no, not really.
I was shocked when my parents got divorced.
You were the kid.
You were like five. Oh,
I was nine, but still.
I think my instinct is you're telling the adults, obviously, they probably already feel like it's coming. And you're right. As long as it's not at the dinner table, I think when everyone's there, you can pull them aside and say, hey, Chris and I are getting divorced. I don't know if that's his name, by the way.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, we're getting a divorce. I know he's not here, and that's the first sign that we're not together.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with telling people at Thanksgiving as long as it's not at the Thanksgiving table. Amy?
I mean, no, I would wait. I would just find a different time. I know it's a bummer to have to retell it to a lot of people. More convenient for you to just knock it all out. But I just think, I don't know how your family feels about your husband. And if it may be shocking, it may be shocking. Maybe they do know, but they still are like, oh man, now he's not really a part of our family anymore. You don't know. I don't know how everybody's going to take it. So I would just wait and do it individually, not on a holiday.
He's probably a jerk. So they're probably happy. Probably makes Thanksgiving happier.
They're thankful.
Well, yeah, that's different. Yeah. I don't know the scenario. I mean, if he is a real jerk and everybody's going to be thankful for it, then yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I just probably would wait till not a day where people are trying to relax and be happy.
I'm going to go with you can share it.
You don't think it's Debbie Downer?
Mm-mm. I think Thanksgiving isn't the day with walls to protect you from all bad news. It's just you get to see everybody again.
And give them bad news.
Sure. I'm going to go with you're okay.
You know that time where you go around the room and everybody shares what they're thinking.
But you can't do it there at the table.
I'm thankful for divorce.
We're not doing it at the table.
Because that's what's happening to me.
Awkward.
Listen, in the end, I think you can tell people. You know your family. If you're even asking the question, you think you probably should do it. As long as you don't tell at the dinner table, you can do it. Amy, your final is don't do it?
Yeah, I would wait.
Okay. You go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/BobbyBoneShow, and put your answer there. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. You take a glass of champagne and you say, I'm getting a divorce at the table. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Because if you go to one person and then that, while you're telling someone else, they're going to tell Jim, and then Jim's already going to know about it. Just tell them all at once. It's easier. Say you're thankful for the divorce and you're thankful you can be there with your family.
Eddie?
I feel like having all the family there would be good support for some bad news.
That's a good point, too.
So I think it's a good place to have it.
All right, Amy, sorry. You just got a number.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Last night, the big finale of Dancing with the Stars, and I was there. So instead of talk about it, I just want to play you some of my night from Dancing with the Stars. Here we go. This is after the show last night.
Okay, we just finished Dancing with the Stars. The good is that I got to hang out with Emmett Smith. Lauren danced her face off, and that's about it. The bad is that I'm very proud of Lauren, but she finished in fourth place. She was the only one who didn't get super high scores on her first dance. I guess she got all nines, when I think everybody else pretty much got all tens. But we're super proud of her. I'm bummed for her right now, honestly, because I thought she, you know, should have been at least in the top couple. It was weird when Kel didn't win. The room was angry. Allie's freestyle was freaking amazing. I'm so proud of Lauren. Thank you guys for voting along and watching along. But as you can hear from my voice, I'm a little bummed because Lauren finished fourth tonight on Dancing with the Stars. but we'll have her back on the show, and we're super proud of her. But that's all. That's all. I got to hang out with who else that was cool tonight? Jordan, who won a couple seasons ago. I don't know. I'm going to cut it off here. I was going to do a big report, but I'm a little bummed right now. So let's go back to the studio where I am. All right. Bobby, back to you. Bobby Bones.
Now time for another round of easy trivia, where I ask the easiest of trivia questions, and as long as you get it, you stay in the game. Let's meet our competitors. Over to my left, it's my BFF, Amy. There she is, everybody.
Hello.
There she is, yes.
I'm smart regardless of what happens.
And right in front of me, he also claims he's smart regardless of what happens. Clap your hands for Lunchbox, everybody. There he is.
Yep, graduated top 50% of my high school class.
Top 50%. There nice. He is. And right over there, he's our video producer of the show, one half of the Raging Idiots. There he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
Woo-hoo. Hello, hello. Thank you so much. I'm pretty good at this game, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Everybody thinks they're good. Let's play the game. I'll ask you an easy question. Write it down. If you get it, you stay in. It is Survivor style. Amy, you're up first. It's a dog question. It's super easy. What breed of dog is commonly associated with firehouses?
Oh, a Dalmatian.
Nice, easy trivia. Wow. The first round's always super easy. Lunchbox.
Yep.
There's a cartoon that's been recreated a couple times in our life. Once when we were kids, back again now. It's called the Ninja Turtles. How many of them are there?
Ooh. He looks confused.
How many Ninja Turtles easy. Are there? Yes.
Donatello, Raphael, Michelangelo. 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, I'm looking at their colors. You got purple, orange, red, green. Is there a fifth one? I guess 4. I have no idea.
He says 4. The answer is 4. There he is.
Wow.
There you go.
Did you really know that?
No, I had no idea. You heard me talk it out. I tried to name him. I couldn't even name him.
The only one he forgot was Leonardo.
Mm-hmm. Ew. Oh.
He's blue.
Eddie.
Come on.
Which movie character was desperate to phone home?
Oh, that's E.T.
E.T. Everybody's in. We're all in. We're all in. Back around to you, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit harder. Un poquito harder. If you wanted to make syrup, what kind of tree would you tap?
A maple tree. Is that a tree?
She says a maple tree. The answer is a maple tree. There she is. Lunchbox. What part of your body carries blood to your heart?
Well, I'm looking at my arm, and I have veins. They have blood in them. But if you have a heart attack, it's because you have blockage in your arteries. Oh, my goodness. I'll go with artery, because you blocked, you have a heart attack.
Both would have been acceptable. There he is.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Nailed them both. Eddie.
Come on, Bones.
Tombs, pyramids, mummies. All associated with which country?
Egypt.
Round 3 we go. Everybody's Woo! In. All right. Amy, a little bit harder.
Okay.
Which superhero uses the alias first name of Clark?
Clark Kent, Superman.
Correct. You're still in the game. Lunchbox, which animal gives us wool?
Bowl.
It's easy, man.
Do you do this every time? I think, guys, I think he's just playing. This is the angle
so
he does.
Too.
No, I mean, I've never what? Worn wool anything, so
I'm
I have,
sure you have. Or you have a wool blanket?
I don't think I do.
Even if not, you know.
What? Is this super easy to everybody else?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was way easy. Okay. What animal gives us wool?
The only thing I'm picturing is a white fluffy animal, a sheep, but I don't know.
Correct. There he is. There he is. Correct. All right.
I can't, pulling the plug
I
on
can't
that.
Do this every time. Eddie.
Oh, sorry.
Come on.
Ottawa is the capital of what country?
Ottawa. The country. Oh, boy.
Oh, come on.
Are you okay, Lunchbox?
Canada. Lunchbox doesn't know sheep. He's like, Eddie, don't be stupid.
Well, I mean, if he watches sports, he knows that.
Yeah, Canada bones. Come on.
Canada's correct. There we go. There we go. We're all in here. Okay, easy trivia. Let's turn it up a notch.
Okay.
Amy.
Yes.
This is just pretty easy now. Who was famous for warning the troops that the British were coming?
I don't know.
What?
I do, but I can't. I already know. I can't think of it. I know. The British are coming. The British are coming. The British are coming. The British are coming.
What? Amy?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. What's his name? It's like on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, you're going to tell us.
No, because now that's all in my head, and I know that this is so wrong, and I can't say it.
Say what you're thinking. No, who is famous?
This is not who I'm thinking. This is just who's in my head now, and I can't get it.
Who's in your head?
Davy Crockett.
Oh, my gosh.
I realize that is totally not even related.
You're wrong.
Oh, the British are coming.
You've already missed it. The answer is
Paul Revere.
Paul Revere.
I know. Oh, I'm such an. I know. I know. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know about
that. Hey, Lunchbox.
Yep.
What's the name of Winnie the Pooh's human friend?
He has a human friend. All I know is Eeyore. Winnie the Pooh has a human friend.
Oh my god.
Here we go.
Oh my god.
Stop it.
So, yeah.
Dude, I honestly did not know Winnie the Pooh has a... The only one I know is Eeyore. He's looking for Eeyore in the toilet. What is Pooh...
in the toilet. Is that a joke?
It's a Winnie the Pooh joke. What was he doing in the toilet? What was Eeyore doing in the toilet?
Looking for Pooh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or we'll Tigger. Call him... Jim. I have no idea.
Jim. Incorrect. The answer is Christopher Robin.
Christopher Robin.
That movie came out too recently. Christopher Robin. Okay, Eddie, for the win.
All right, I have to get this right to win?
If you nail this one, you get it right.
All right, come on.
Where does the Pope live?
The Vatican?
Of course. Eddie's
Vatican City?
Of course you give the Catholic that question.
What do you mean? Lunchbox Catholic?
Yeah. That's true. Where does the Pope live?
Yeah, Vatican City, right?
The answer is... Vatican City, winner!
Yeah! Yeah! Woo!
Here, let's roll through them. In what nursery rhyme, Eddie, would you see the mouse run up the clock?
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Correct. Beavers build their homes from branches and twigs. What do you call a beaver's house?
A dam.
Correct. What scientific instrument is commonly used to see objects that are too small to see with the naked eye?
A microscope.
Correct. And the sudden death... What?
Wow. Nothing. He's just on a roll.
And the sudden death question. How many zeros are there in the number 1 million?
Six.
How many zeros are there in the number 1 million?
One. Zero, zero, zero. Zero, zero. Six.
Eddie starts counting. One, two, three.
Zero, zero, zero.
The answer is six. Nice. There's our winner, Eddie. Yeah! There he is. And your new nickname is... What's your new nickname, Eddie?
All I do is win.
No, in Spanish.
Oh, what?
What is...
El champion.
todos yo win.
I'm sorry, Amy, what?
Todo.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Might be the oldest songwriting duo ever. A 102-year-old named Alan Tripp always wanted to record an album. So he teamed up with a jazz pianist who's 88, and they just released a big band album called the Senior Songbook. Again, he's 102.
Oh my gosh.
And his junior counterpart, who's 88, put it out together. They lived through the Great Depression, worked in advertising, spent time in broadcasting, wrote a few books, but he wanted to be a songwriter. And now at 102 years old, he has released his first album. Here's a clip of their song, which, by the way, is called I Just Can't Remember Your Name.
Come on.
Here you go.
I know I ought to kiss you, but baby, there's an issue. I just can't remember your name.
Also funny.
It's funny.
Love it.
It's inspired by big band music from the 40s. I wonder if, you know, I'm 100 and I'm like, you know, this, you guys aren't even going to understand, but this is really inspired by Nickelback. And they're like, huh? Yeah, it's big in my day. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Anyways, 102, loved it, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones. Come on.
Lunchbox was telling me about this guy who was living underground. Lunchbox, what happened here?
So in Milwaukee, he was living near a college campus, and they were hearing shots fired. So the police respond, and they find this guy in the woods. And he said he was mad because his dogs ran away. So they start searching the area, and they found a bunker he was living in, and he had a stash of weapons, like canned foods, and he'd been living there for like 8 months, just underground.
Wow. Do they know why?
No, they do not know why. They searched the place. They've been finding all this stuff, and they can't tell why yet, and they're going to interview him. But oh, it was 8 foot deep and 8 foot wide, 20 feet long.
Dang. I wonder if he was like an end of the worlder, like a doomsdayer?
Yeah.
Or running from the... What do you think?
Man, I think he was a doomsdayer. I think he... Yes. I mean, because he had all these guns and canned foods, and like he was waiting for the world in, and he was safe underground.
They arrested him. And he was living by the Milwaukee Area Technical College. 4 guns, 3 knives, a grill, propane tanks, a generator, tools, and canned goods. Yeah, that's not a criminal running from the law. That's a doomsdayer, huh?
Yeah.
There were also bow with bow and arrows.
Okay, so I don't know. This might be obvious because of the weapons, or I don't know if you're allowed to not live underground. Like, why'd he get arrested?
Well, he was shooting his gun off in the woods.
Okay, yeah, that.
It was something that had nothing to do with him living in the hole. They just found the hole because they found him.
Gotcha. Correct, because he was mad his dogs ran away, and he thought the gunshots would bring the dogs back.
Oh. Wonder where his dogs are.
I know, me too. I mean, that's what I was thinking for this whole story, too. It was more of that than it was. I wonder what he's up to.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here are your 3 biggest songs in country music, as sang by Amy. At number 3, Amy, Thomas Rhett, Remember You Young.
Remember you young.
You have no idea, huh?
Yeah, I know it. I know it. It's good.
Go ahead, sing it.
Remember, you want to remember you young.
You have no idea.
Forever.
Here it is. Ray Mundo hit it.
And no matter how much time goes by.
Right.
Will you admit you missed that one?
And I want to remember
No. Okay.
Okay.
At number 2, Old Dominion, One Man Band.
I don't want to be a one man band.
There you go.
So I don't want to be a one man band.
And your number 1 song in country music this week is from Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving.
Even though I'm leaving, I don't miss you by my side.
That's a rude song. If that's how it goes.
I'm going to be right by your side. Even though I'm leaving.
Yeah, there it is. Go ahead, hit that one.
Just because I'm leaving, yeah. It don't mean it.
I give you 2 points out of 3 on that one.
Thank you.
Okay, the biggest pop song is Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing her song?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Good as Hell.
Is that the one? It ain't my fault. No.
No.
That's my winning song. Yeah. That's Juice. That I'm out here getting loose. Gotta. Yes. Is this the one? I just danced to it a lot with my dad, I think.
Cool story. Lizzo, Good as Hell.
I'm sorry, I just have Juice in my head now.
I feel like good as hell.
Yeah! I don't know.
Okay. All right, hit that one.
I do my hair back, check my nails, tell me how you do it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
One final one. The biggest hip-hop song is a song called Ballin' by someone named Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing that one?
We be ballin'.
All right.
You
don't
be
even
hatin'.
Don't even entertain this one, Ray. Just hit the clip.
I put the new 4G's on the G. I drive into the bloody bottoms, it's underneath.
All right, those are your biggest songs this week.
That was close.
That was nothing close. Morgan number 2 watched the new Dolly Parton thing on Netflix, right, Morgan number 2?
Yep, I watched all 8 episodes, and I cried the whole time.
Wait, so tell me about it. It's called Heartstrings, but is it a series with the same people or different episodes about different things or what?
Nope, each episode is different people, and they're about her songs, and before each episode, she introduces them and tells the story behind the song, and then it goes into, like, the fictional story behind the song.
And they're all really good?
They're all really good. The first 2, I, like, teared up, and then after that, it was full-on waterworks for every single episode.
How long are they?
They're 1 hour each.
Wow, you watched 8 hours of Dolly Parton specials?
It was so good. I couldn't stop. I almost didn't even do anything Saturday night because I had to keep watching. I was so into it.
Okay, so what do you rate Dolly Parton's Heartstrings on Netflix?
I give it 4.5 out of 5 Jolene's.
Ooh, a nice ranking system.
Wow.
There. Nice ranking system. Mike D, who writes a lot of our games here on the show, Mike D went and saw the Mr. Rogers movie. Mike D, what you think about that?
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was going to be like an all-out biopic, but Mr. Rogers isn't even really the main character in it.
So Tom Hanks isn't the central part of the movie?
No, it's about a guy doing a story on him, and it tells Mr. Rogers' story throughout that guy, but he's like helping the guy out. But it's good.
Wow. Is it based on a true story?
The article is, but it's not. The story isn't. Like, an article was written about him, but it's not the exact thing that happened.
So loosely based on a true story.
Loosely based, yeah.
Is all the Mr. Rogers stuff in it, though, real?
Like from his, yeah.
Like factual.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is.
Okay.
But just the story is made up.
And what did you rate the new Mr. Rogers movie?
I gave it 4 out of 5 cardigan sweaters.
Ooh, solid rating system. Good. Amy, see anything good lately?
No, I started back The Crown on Netflix.
How is that?
So season 3 is back, and we're only 1 episode in, so I don't... And I feel like I already want to go back and watch the last episode of season 2 just for, like, a refresher. I might need to do that. But now all the characters... They're new because they've aged a lot. So it's new people, and I'm looking at them trying to figure out. I mean, obviously I know who the queen is and like her husband, but then and her sister. But you're just, everybody looks different. So it's hard.
Lunchbox, you watching anything at all?
I finished the Modern Love, the one you guys were talking about. I watched a few episodes and I stopped for a while. And then this past weekend I watched the end of it, all 8 episodes. I got to say, it was pretty good. You guys hyped it up really a lot, and I thought it was going to be, oh, okay, it's all right. But it was very enjoyable, and I liked that it was quick 30-minute episodes, and there was a couple that I was like, this is really creepy.
Well, there's one that's really creepy for sure.
Yeah.
But again, it's about different people falling in love in different ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, not even always falling in love. It's not all just about romantic love.
No, you're right.
It's about love in different ways.
Yeah.
So I love Modern Love. I thought it was one of the best like series I've been in a while. But I'll hop into this Dolly Parton Netflix show.
Yeah. Did I say The Queen or The Crown?
I think we understood.
Okay, good. Well, I just want to clarify in case people want to check it out. It's The Crown.
I started watching this new show called The Office.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I've been on the road, so I haven't really been watching anything else. Thank you for the reviews, everybody. Yes, Bobby Bones. I wanted to bring this into the show today. On this day in country music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
You know the song, If I Can Make a Living Out of Loving You.
I'd be a millionaire.
If I can make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two.
You know who sings it?
Clay Walker.
Right. So the deal is, do you know who wrote it?
I don't.
Alan Jackson.
Oh, I could see that.
And he didn't record it because he didn't think it was a hit.
Wow.
Whoops.
On this day in 1994, 25 years ago, Clay Walker has the #1 country song with If I Can Make a Living. Alan Jackson wrote this song, but he was like, you know what? That's not a hit. Tossed it. So one of the writers was like, all right, takes it over to Clay Walker. Clay Walker says, I'll take that one. Became basically his biggest hit. It's crazy Alan Jackson wrote that song.
Yeah, that's nuts.
He said, it's a fun-loving song, but it's a short song, a really short song, 2 minutes and 14 seconds. Every night I do the song in concert, I think, man, that's not enough.
Check. Bobby Bones Show.
So with it being 2019, we're having all these decade-end lists now. Amy, familiar with the decade?
Yeah.
It's been a great one, huh?
Been pretty solid.
So they have the highest grossing, like who's made the most money touring. And so here you go.
Okay.
At number 5, Beyonce, $857 million.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say 1,000.
No. The concert publication has taken the last 10 years, and this is the top 5 grossing acts of the decade. Beyonce at 5. Taylor Swift at 4, $899 million.
Dang.
Yeah, here's some Taylor Swift for you.
I promise that you'll never find another like me.
Ed Sheeran's at 3, $922 million. The Rolling Stones at number 2 still. And there's only one act that's made $1 billion all this decade. Amy, who do you think it is?
Gosh.
One act. I tell you, it's not Bon Jovi, Paul McCartney, Coldplay, Bruce Springsteen, or Roger Waters. They were the others in the top 10.
Yeah.
But this one is the #1, the only one to make $1 billion.
$1 billion? Mm-hmm. I literally, the #1 guess I had, and you already said her, was Taylor Swift.
Mm-mm.
But shoot, $1 billion. Can you give me a hint?
It's a band.
those Pop Sensation dudes.
Oh, Pop Sensation.
You've sat by them one time, I think. And you're
a Pop Sensation I've sat by, okay?
It's like five guys.
The Jonas Brothers?
No. I know the Jonas Brothers. Not 5 Seconds of Summer.
Korean guys?
Yes.
BTS.
When did I sit next to BTS, you weirdo? I've never been near BTS.
Oh, that was 5 Seconds of Summer. Totally different.
Yeah. No, that's, no. Lunchbox, any guess?
Oh, I was going to guess Elton John, but you said a band, so it has to be the Beatles.
No, they don't tour.
They're not alive.
They're dead.
And Paul McCartney.
Okay, Eddie?
Gosh, a band? I have no idea. Zac Brown Band. I have no idea.
Yeah, right. $1 billion.
Eddie, no offense. That was terrible.
No offense to Zac Brown Band. They're amazing. What band? Oh, Old Dominion?
Okay, now you're making fun of me.
Oh, it could have been Lady Antebellum.
My favorite is that Lunchbox guessed a dead band.
a lot of dead people make a lot of money, like Michael Jackson makes a lot of money.
Touring.
A highest grossing band is U2 at $1,038,000,000.
Wow. Oh, I thought you,
You thought what?
I don't know. I guess you said, who'd you say? Dave Matthews?
No.
Oh.
I never said that.
Who is the
band? Paul McCartney, Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, Coldplay.
Bon Jovi.
Amy's like, is it Runaway June? All right, we're done. Amy, what's going on with your life today?
Oh, man. I'm just hanging out with family. They're all here. And my kids, today's their last day of school, so they are pumped because their cousins have been in town the past like 2 days, and in the morning they've had to wake up and go to school, and it has not been pretty.
That stinks.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be super excited when they get out, and yeah, we're just going to live it up. What about you?
I'm flying back home today, so I have a flight in about 2 hours, and I'll be back in, and then I'm kind of just in for a bit, which is great. I'll be there, obviously, tomorrow. I'll be in studio with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday, got a few days off, so it'll be pretty cool. So that's the deal. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on the show. And don't forget, Eddie will kick that field goal tomorrow.
Woo!
It's so dumb.
You know I will.
It's so dumb. He's not going to make it. 30-yard field goal. He's not going to make it.
Good luck.
But we'll do that on tomorrow's show. Bye, everybody.
Missed any of today's show or just want to listen again? Check out the Bobby Bones Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.